Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Sunday, September 29th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate to discuss World Heart Day 2024. Today we're discussing World Heart Day 2024. Can you explain the significance of this day and its history?
Sure thing, Ted. World Heart Day, which falls on September 29th each year, is a big deal in the health calendar. It's all about shining a spotlight on cardiovascular diseases, which are seriously no joke. This day didn't just pop up out of nowhere. It's got some history behind it. Back in 1999, the World Heart Federation teamed up with the WHO to kick this off. They were like, hey, we need to do something about all these heart problems. And boom, World Heart Day was born.
While Eric's got the basics down, I think he's missing the real meat of what World Heart Day is all
about.
Hold on,
Kate. I was just getting to that. The significance goes beyond just awareness.
Exactly my point, Eric. It's about empowering people to take real, concrete action for their heart health. We're not just trying to make people aware. We're trying to light a fire under them. And not just regular folks, but leaders, too. We need to be demanding that those in charge prioritize this issue. It's life or death, literally.
You're right about the action part, Kate. I'll give you that. But let's not gloss over the cold, hard facts here. We're talking about a disease that's an absolute killer. Cardiovascular diseases wipe out over 20.5 million people every single year. That's not just a statistic, it's a tragedy. That's why World Heart Day isn't just important, it's crucial.
Couldn't agree more, Eric. And that's precisely why the theme Use Heart for Action from 2024 to 2026 is so spot on. We're not just trying to make people go, oh, heart disease is bad. We're pushing for real, tangible change. It's about getting off our butts and doing something about this massive problem.
You both make compelling points. How does World Heart Day contribute to reducing the global burden of heart disease?
Great question, Ted. World Heart Day is like a global wake-up call. It's pushing people to take simple but effective steps that can make a huge difference. We're talking about promoting preventive practices, you know, the stuff your doctor's always nagging you about. Regular health checkups are a big part of this. It's like giving your heart a little TLC before things go south. These aren't complicated things, but they can dramatically cut down your risk of heart disease.
While Eric's not wrong about individual actions, he's missing the bigger picture.
Kate, individual responsibility is crucial here. We can't just
rely on... Eric, I hear you. But it's not just about personal choices. Those choices don't happen in a vacuum. We need systemic changes, too. I'm talking about creating environments that make it easier for people to be heart healthy. Things like smoke-free areas, so people aren't constantly battling secondhand smoke. Or how about healthier food options in schools? We're shaping the habits of the next generation.
Those are nice ideas, Kate, but let's not lose sight of what's really important here. At the end of the day, personal responsibility is key. We can create all the smoke-free zones we want, but if people don't make the choice to quit smoking, we're not going to see real change. People need to step up and make healthier lifestyle choices. It's not always easy, but it's necessary.
Eric, you're not seeing the full picture here. Yes, personal choices matter, but they're hugely influenced by our environment. Think about it. How easy is it to make healthy choices when you're surrounded by fast food joints and there's no safe place to exercise in your neighborhood? We need both individual and policy-level changes. It's not either or, it's both and.
I see your point, Kate, but let's not forget the role of education in all this. World Heart Day provides an incredible platform for vital public health education. It's not just about telling people what to do. It's about giving them the knowledge they need to make informed decisions. When people understand the risks and the benefits, they're more likely to make those healthy choices we're talking about.
Education is important, Eric. I'll give you that. But without action, it's just not enough. We can educate people till we're blue in the face, but if we don't give them the tools and the environment to act on that knowledge, we're spinning our wheels. That's why we need to empower people to demand better heart health policies. Knowledge is power, but only if we use it.
You both raise interesting points about education and action. Let's look at a similar historic event. Can you discuss the impact of the first World No Tobacco Day in 1988?
Absolutely, Ted. World No Tobacco Day, initiated by the WHO, was a real game changer. It's a prime example of how these awareness days can lead to concrete results. Since its inception, we've seen significant reductions in smoking rates globally. It's not just about one day. It sparked a movement that's been gaining momentum for decades.
While Eric's right about the impact, he's painting too rosy a picture. Progress has been painfully
slow. Hold on, Kate. You can't dismiss the success we've seen. Many countries implemented strict anti-smoking
laws aren't enough, Eric. We need more aggressive action. Take Uruguay, for example. They went all out with plain packaging for cigarettes. That's the kind of bold move we need to see more of. It's not just about making smoking inconvenient. It's about changing the whole culture around
it. Interesting comparison. How does the approach of World No Tobacco Day compare to World Heart Day?
Well, Ted, there are definitely similarities. Both World No Tobacco Day and World Heart Day focus on education and prevention. But World Heart Day has a broader scope. It's not just targeting one risk factor like smoking. It's addressing multiple factors that contribute to heart disease. It's like casting a wider net to catch more fish, if you will.
Eric's right about the broader scope, but let's be real here. World No Tobacco Day has been way more successful in pushing for policy changes. They've managed to get smoking banned in public places in many countries. That's the kind of concrete action we need to see more of with World Heart Day.
I wouldn't say World Heart Day is lagging behind, Kate. In fact, its new theme, Use Heart for Action, is clearly inspired by successful campaigns like World No Tobacco Day. It's evolving and learning from what's worked in the past. That's smart strategy, not playing catch-up.
Sure, it's evolving, but it needs to go further, faster. We need more concrete actions, like banning trans fats or limiting salt in processed foods. These are the kind of bold moves that could really make a difference in heart health on a population level.
Those are extreme measures, Kate. We should be focusing on education and personal choice.
When it comes to public
government.
Health, Eric, sometimes strong measures are necessary. Look at how effective smoking bans have been. We didn't get there by just asking nicely. Sometimes you need to ruffle a few feathers to save
this
lives.
This debate certainly highlights the complexities of public health initiatives. Looking ahead, how do you think World Heart Day will evolve in the coming years?
That's a great question, Ted. I believe we're going to see World Heart Day focus more on technology-driven solutions. Think about it. Wearable devices for monitoring heart health are already becoming mainstream. I can see a future where these gadgets are not just tracking our steps, but giving us real-time data on our heart health. It's like having a cardiologist on your wrist 24/7.
Eric's vision is way too limited. We need to think bigger. I see World Heart Day pushing for major
Now hold on a second, Kate. Forcing heart health education into schools isn't the answer. We should be
Community
focusing
initiatives
on...
are fine, Eric, but we need systemic change. Schools are the perfect place to start. We've got a captive audience of young, impressionable minds. If we can instill good heart health habits early, we're setting up an entire generation for better health outcomes. It's not about force. It's about giving kids the tools they need to make healthy choices.
Both approaches certainly have their merits. What potential challenges do you foresee for World Heart Day's effectiveness?
The biggest hurdle, in my opinion, will be maintaining relevance in a world that's absolutely saturated with health awareness days. It seems like every day is National Something or Other Day. The challenge will be cutting through all that noise and making sure World Heart Day's message doesn't get lost in the shuffle. We need to keep it fresh, engaging, and most importantly, actionable.
Eric's missing the point entirely. The real challenge isn't about staying relevant, it's about pushing past awareness to actual policy change.
Kate, you can't just ignore the industry. Cooperation is crucial here. We need to work together.
Cooperation is fine, Eric, but not at the expense of public health. We need strict regulations to force change if necessary. The hard truth is, without some serious arm twisting, many industries won't make changes that could hurt their bottom line, even if it's better for public
health. I get where you're coming from, Kate, but overregulation could have some serious downsides. It could stifle innovation in heart health treatments and prevention methods. We need to strike a balance that encourages industry to be part of the solution, not just paint them as the enemy.
Look, Eric, I'm not saying we should demonize every company out there. But let's be real, without regulation, profit will always come before public health. That's just the nature of business. We need a balance, sure, but with a clear priority on health. If that means some tough regulations, then so be it. We're talking about saving lives here, not just protecting profit margins.
Thank you both for this lively and insightful discussion. It's clear that World Heart Day faces both challenges and opportunities in its mission to improve global heart health. While there may be differing views on the best approach, the importance of addressing cardiovascular health cannot be overstated. As we move forward, it will be interesting to see how World Heart Day evolves to meet these challenges and make a lasting impact on global health.